Hi everyone, Sainmain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Jatan, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sainmain, I went to a wedding of an ex-colleague of mine working for a big tech firm in the United States. He was marrying a six-pointer chubby white girl, and his Indian relatives were mocking the bride's cucked father, wondering how he could let his daughter marry such an ugly groom. The groom is a hardcore Indian nationalist. While talking, he got carried away and started to diss the West. And it ended up with him dissing Jesus, calling him a simp god who saved a hoe. That struck a raw nerve because I studied in a Catholic school, so I didn't like the unwanted Jesus insult. Also, I wouldn't compare myself to Jesus, but I've tried to save hoes too, lol. My conscious mind is red-pilled, but my subconscious mind is imprinted the philosophical and religious beliefs, which at times compel me to do the moral upright action. Even if that makes me a simp. No ideology should be followed blatantly as it destroys the human spirit, i.e. Marxism, capitalism, or the red pill, unquote. That's pretty much where the message was cut off. Jatan was the first one to point out that the Canadian and American women out there were starting to date and marry Indian guys to me. Once he pointed this out, I started seeing it everywhere. India is pretty much where China was 10 or 20 years ago, when its population and economy peaked. So the national pride is there, and given that most Western men do not live up to Western women's financial expectations anymore, that's why more Western women are marrying Indian guys. Because now they earn way more money per capita than the Caucasians. What these Indian men with their snow-white brides don't understand is that eventually, they'll get taken to the divorce court cleaners, for simping so hard for these ladies. That's why I don't have any sympathy for them. They're letting their little brown head do the thinking for their big one. What I've always wondered about was why Indians would work at a place like Future Shop, which is basically an electronics store like Best Buy that we had for a while in Canada, before the two of them merged. And every single employee in that store was from that Indian background. Or the Walmart about 10 minutes drive from me, which is 100% Indian run. I spoke to one guy and he told me that it was because of theft. If they were all in on stealing merchandise, then no one would rat anyone else out. The biggest source of theft for businesses is employee theft. But at a multicultural workplace where everyone is different, the theft is a lot less efficient. Because there's always the risk that people working there will always rat each other out, or in order to get a reward or promotion. When it's all Indians working in a place like that Walmart, then they all share stuff that falls off the back of the truck, so to speak, with the assurance that they won't get caught. A corporation like Walmart might even look the other way if the total theft at such a store is actually lower than others. I don't really have any proof for this besides what I've heard from people before. As for you, Jatan, and how you say you're a white knight, you gotta go date and go through that Red Pill Rage 2.0 in order to stop simping, and to stop caring about women after that. When that happened to me, I saw a woman that fell down on the ground, and not only did I not rush over to help her, but I didn't even register that it happened in the first place. It was only later that I realized just how little I cared at that point. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Blair SEO. He's got a YouTube channel that helps you optimize your website for Google, as well as other search engines. He's just looking for people to subscribe to his channel, even if they aren't interested in watching his content, in order to spank the YouTube algorithm and get more traffic to his channel. Support my sponsor, Blair SEO, a fellow bachelor. He makes this channel possible. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Indian men will marry all the white women out there, clown world show. Jatan, you pointed out that some fatty ended up with your former work colleague. What I've noticed is that many of the women the Indian guys in Canada end up with are usually overweight or unattractive. But in many ways, psychologically, they're better off than their female Indian counterparts. Many of the Indian women I've met that haven't assimilated into Canadian soy society are mouthy, loud, and rude. I wouldn't date them if I was an Indian man either. I've dated so-called Canadian women that only spoke English and whose families weren't recent immigrants from Europe. They were calmer, quieter, and better behaved than the few women I dated from Asia, Latin America, Eastern Europe, and the Caribbean. I could hear my own thoughts, and I could see why Indian guys would want them. I also noticed something about many of the white female frumpy-looking bumpkins many of these Indian guys were dating. They tended to be with women that ordinary Caucasian guys wouldn't really go for. They look more like the women that black men would normally pursue. Your comments pretty much confirm what I've seen with my own eyes. It's also telling how the people at the wedding attacked the father's bride and disrespected him. That just shows you how crude they are. In the West, at least people pretend at weddings to like the other culture. In the case of the groom, he probably sees marrying a Western bride as a sort of conquering of the West by an Indian man. That's somehow taking the undesirable women from the West that are probably more desirable than the Indian women that they have access to in their own countries, that this represents some sort of triumph. The sad part is that the bride's father probably had no idea that his daughter had no loyalty to his own tribe of European descent. He most certainly didn't realize that he's part of a cultural war and that his daughter represents a sort of status symbol to the groom. It's sad because we are all human beings, but in the West, many of us that don't really connect with recent European roots don't understand that in other parts of the world, other cultures haven't atomized yet and are still tribal. I think the technology is going to do the same thing to India that it's done in the West in the end, making everyone selfish and stop caring about their communities. While India's population is still technically growing, the fertility rate is now well below replacement. Even in a place like Jamaica, it's now only 1.4. In the end, it won't matter because the robots and AI software are coming for the jobs. In a recent Brett Weinstein interview, the guy talking to him asked him a question, which was if we're going to figure out new ways to reproduce, and Brett said that we would probably continue on in some sort of dystopian arrangement. The use of cloning or mass surrogacy sounds crazy to us today. But 100 years ago, the idea that a white bride would marry an Indian man would have seemed insane to people back then as well. I don't care about skin color and physical traits as much as I care about the human brain and a healthy body. I don't care if people are purple so long as we have advanced or increased our IQ on the whole. But soon even human IQ won't matter, as machines start to take over the labor and thinking with the IQ in the multiple hundreds. Soon the difference between someone that's a 75 and someone that's got a 125 IQ might be negligible if AI gets to 300 and starts acting like our caretaker. I love hearing your story, Chetan, about Indian guys that are so incredibly short-sighted, believing that somehow they're conquering the West by taking its women. Women that most Western guys don't even want anymore. Women they won't even approach anymore because most Western men have decreased testosterone. There's a meme out there where an Indian guy asks a woman out, and she says no. And then he asks again, and again, and again, as if nothing happened. But the Western men these days are scared of Me Too or lack masculinity. I put a link in the description to a Chris Williamson video called The Main Reason Men Are Losing Interest in Women. The majority of Indian men are still looking, and many of them make a lot of money working in banking and tech companies. So with high incomes, again, they will get taken to the cleaners. They are too stupid to realize that they might be taken advantage of at some point. Meanwhile, your friend the groom, Chetan, thinks he has the upper hand over a chubby Western woman, yet she has the power in the relationship, especially if they settle in India where women have more rights to wreck a man than they do in the West. In the Williams interview, he discusses how phones and video games are keeping guys away from women in Asian Europe. You know that eventually the same thing is going to happen to Indian guys if it hasn't begun already. Choosing a Western woman to marry as an Indian is like a man choosing a woman to sleep with 30 minutes before the Titanic goes down. It's irrelevant in the longer term. Let's revisit this topic in 10 or 20 years when technology can provide much better sexual release than a woman can and see if Indian men still want to get married, let alone to a white woman. I think that nationalism, Indian or otherwise, is just insane now. We're living in a world where Bitcoin is about to destroy the nation state and probably tribal nationalism with it. Westerners have already destroyed their nationalism first and the rest of the world is next. They just don't know it yet. The Indian groom you described, Chetan, probably has no idea that his half-white children are not going to care about nationalism and care about their own individual experiences instead, rather than those of the group. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Indian men are smashing the love boxes of their white wives without realizing that those same women will smash their bank accounts and safety deposit boxes one day and take all their gold. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Indians that are too stupid to realize that they're about to get wrecked the way that Western guys have, thanks to technology and hypergamy away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.